Okay, Trump is on the verge of transforming Iran into a nuclear power oil hegemon, meaning that Iran will control over 20% of the world's oil and gas energy because it will maintain control over the Strait of Hormuz. And at the same time, Iran will become a nuclear state because that's obviously the only defense mechanism against nuclear aggressors such as Israel and the United States of America that continue to attack Iran through multiple methods, not just the kinetic attack that has recently happened, but also through economic sanctions and other attacks. So if you look at where we started a little over a month ago before Trump decided to attack Iran, Iran did not control the Strait of Hormuz, or at least it did not assert control. It did not control 20% of the world's energy, and it was completely forbidden to pursue nuclear weapons because of the fatwa issued by the Ayatollah Khamenei that Israel murdered. Now, where it looks like this is going, although Trump is probably still planning a ground invasion, he's going to try that option, and Israel may be planning nuclear weapons. We'll talk about that in a second. But now it looks like Iran is going to gain control, total control over the Strait of Hormuz, which means Iran will be able to decide who gets to go through the strait and who doesn't. And just today, Iran officially declared that Israel will never be allowed to use the Strait of Hormuz, that is, any ships bound for Israel. So this cuts off Israel's energy supply from the Persian Gulf. And I would imagine that America's use of the strait would also be similarly prohibited by Iran, given that it's the United States that initiated the unprovoked war of aggression against Iran. That's what Trump did by attacking Iran. And then, as far as nuclear weapons go, it's very clear that Iran must pursue nuclear weapons as a means of self-defense. Iran, of course, has the technical expertise to do so very rapidly, and they have the ability to deliver nuclear weapons on ballistic missiles. So it probably won't take long for Iran to assemble nuclear warheads and to demonstrate one, to demonstrate to the world that it is a nuclear state. And that will, of course, change everything. So once that happens, then America finds itself in a much weaker position, no longer controlling nearly as large a percentage of the world's energy supply, and also no longer able to continue to threaten Iran because of Iran's nuclear weapons. So, of course, America's leaders, who appear to be all neocon warmongering lunatics at this point, they will join Israel's leaders in denouncing any effort by Iran to obtain nuclear weapons, and they have said publicly that they must stop Iran from obtaining those weapons. That's part of the current effort, is to make sure Iran never has nuclear weapons. Why? Because that would take away power from Israel. It would halt Israel's expansionism into its Greater Israel project. Otherwise, you know, Israel would just get nuked. And it would also halt the U.S. military's invasion attempts on Iran, because the U.S. military could be nuked, or Navy vessels could be hit with nuclear weapons. It doesn't even take that, by the way. They just get hit with drones, and they, you know, they leave the area. But anyway, in order to stop this, Israel and the United States may decide that they need to use nuclear weapons first. Presumably, this will happen from Israel. And it will probably happen without U.S. permission, because Israel does whatever it wants, and then it just drags the U.S. along for the ride. So Israel will probably seriously consider nuking Iran. And I believe that Israel will actually do it. I think that they will nuke Iran. When they do that, here's what happens. Everything gets worse, of course, but you see, because of the wind patterns in the Middle East, it's highly likely that radioactive fallout will blanket Saudi Arabia as well as the Gulf nations of, well, I mean, Kuwait and Iraq and Bahrain and UAE in particular, right? Qatar, etc. I mean, Oman, name them all. When this happens, those areas will become uninhabitable for a long time, potentially a century or more. So the entire vision of Dubai, for example, as this amazing city, Dubai will become a dead ghost town if this happens. Qatar Energy, currently providing over 20% of the world's natural gas supply, which is critical for fertilizer, etc., they will no longer be functional because the area will be uninhabitable. Even if the radiation doesn't affect North America directly, let's say, we could still grow food in North America, or you could still grow food in Europe or Russia or China, for example, but you can't get fertilizer and you can't get energy because all of that will be rendered uninhabitable, even if the natural gas infrastructure itself is still intact. You know, the trains, as we talk about with Qatar Energy, those trains, there are 14 of them that create the compressed natural gas or liquefied natural gas that ultimately feeds most of the world or a big portion of the world through nitrogenous fertilizers and the creation of ammonia, you know, through the Haber-Bosch process, as we've talked about before. Even though the infrastructure won't be destroyed, the radiation fallout will make it uninhabitable, and thus no one can be there to operate it. And so we will go into a kind of dark ages of human civilization, all because of Israel and Trump, during which there will be mass global famine, obviously. There will also be, you know, accelerated depopulation, civil unrest, poverty, uprisings, everything you can imagine, like Mad Max in some areas, not everywhere, but in some areas, full-blown Mad Max. And you got to realize that the half-life of cesium-137 is, I believe, 29 years, or we could just round it off to 30 years. And so in, let's say, 90 years, then you could reduce the radiation by, you know, 8 times or 1/8 of the original, because that's half of half of half. So three life cycles of decay. Even that might not be enough. So the area might not be inhabitable for a couple of centuries, actually, which would mean that you have all this energy, all this fossil fuel energy on Earth, but no one can get it, because the entire area will have been rendered toxic with radioactive fallout because the Zionists wanted to burn the world to the ground. And that's how they can do it. So this shows you the danger of Zionism and the danger of the genocidal regime of Netanyahu and the danger of Trump being a Zionist puppet. But this is how the world can end, as we know it, that is, with a nuclear attack on Iran that makes the entire region uninhabitable and ends up creating Mad Max conditions in many areas around the world, and also at the same time cutting us off from the energy supply that currently feeds the world and powers the world's industry. So all of that may be happening soon, so get prepared. Get prepared. It's going to get ugly. All right. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, brightvideos.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival.
In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.